Freedom is good. Liberty is good. Capitalism is good. Tony Katz is spectacular.
Great American panel. He's a radio talk show host, Tea Party organizer. He's based in Los Angeles. Tony Katz is here.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Nay, I believe, will rule that the individual mandate is indeed unconstitutional because, of course, it is unconstitutional.
The views expressed on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular are not necessarily those of the station you are listening to, even though they really, really should be.
And that's President Obama. He is completely devoid of the ravages of thought.
Now sit back, light up a guilt-free cigar, and let's start the show!
And all the way, ladies and gentlemen, from beautiful scenic downtown Denver, Colorado, inside the Crown Plaza, stuffed in the back of a room where I have a lovely view of the ladies' facilities, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome one and all to the Tony Katz. I'm telling you, that's what I can see, Holly. It's right there. You think I'm making that up? That's where it is. It's right there. There's the ladies' room.
I'm well aware of your view.
Okay, your whole thing, you got to turn the mic around. You got to actually talk in. Oh, Holly Bacon is actually with me live from the Crown Plaza here in Denver, Colorado. The Tony Katz Radio Show, 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. The chat room is open. Everything is working. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to do with myself. Everything is working. 805-639-0008 in the chat room. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. Let me just put a little. See, no. Don't tell me that you can't hear the sound. We'll throw it in there. Throw the link right in there, that where people can go and listen to the show. They've got a new player and it's working over there at the station, the Ventura station at KKZZ. Monday, I think we start in Arkansas. We've got a home. I can't keep up. Honestly, we're gonna have to hire people. I think that's what's gonna have to happen next. I'm serious. Yes. Should we start with you?
That would be lovely.
Absolutely not. I refuse. It would be wrong of us to not engage in a little bit of a debate reaction. It would be wrong of us to sit here and say, oh, Rick Perry, poor Rick Perry, unfortunate, sad, pick your adjective, Rick Perry. I stated very clearly yesterday, if you were following me live tweeting the debate on Twitter, posting things onto Facebook, Rick Perry lost the debate last night. I want to retract because always, no matter what, John Huntsman loses every debate. He is always the loser. And even in this debate where Rick Perry managed to pull, what are they calling it? The brain what?
The brain fart.
You just got to turn the mic around.
Can you not hear me?
I'm telling you how a microphone works. I don't want to be argued with.
It's called a brain fart, Tony.
See that, and everyone heard you much better now. And I'm gonna dig into this. I'm gonna dig into what happened there. There is never a moment. Where John Huntsman doesn't lose a debate. That man went out there and actually argued against the concept we'll say it a little bit better. He argued that too big to fail is real and government's job is to check on too big to fail. He made an argument repeatedly. I thought I was hearing things when I first heard it. He made repeated arguments in this debate for the idea of too big to fail and government getting involved to make sure it doesn't happen again. I want to hear from you, America. Who won? Who lost? Your thoughts on the debate and your thoughts on who's going to be the nominee, because there are a lot of great, interesting stories out there. We're going to get to all of them. 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. But I cannot go a second without retracting and saying that while Rick Perry had one of the worst moments in debate history, and if you think it's because he forgot the department he was going to cite, that's not it. That's the myth. That's subterfuge, ladies and gentlemen. That is not in any way real. Nobody had a worse performance than John Huntsman. Some people said he was sick. He wasn't feeling well. He didn't look great. He took a completely different tact regarding China, and he has a lot of expertise in China, being the former ambassador. And then didn't back it up. He didn't follow through. He wasn't willing to get tough against Gingrich or Romney. You're not willing to get tough against Gingrich. You're scared, all right. You know what? Many people are. You're not willing to get tough against Romney? Didn't we learn from Pawlenty what happens when you don't get tough with Romney? You get left behind, ladies and gentlemen. You get left out. You are done for. You are finished. And by the way, you know how many people now are having the conversation if only Pawlenty was in this race? If only Pawlenty had stuck around. He could have figured out a way to get past the whole Romney-care thing. He could have Obamacare. He could have done this. He could have done this. They'd be looking for him right now because they feel very much like they're lost, like they don't have a candidate. I'm going to discuss that a little bit later. I'm telling you that the problem with Rick Perry's performance was not the flub. Certainly, when he started to answer the question, and by the way, at this moment, I don't remember what the question was, but I can tell you this, Holly Bacon, there I was on Twitter, and I had started to type, wow, Rick Perry is doing a great job of answering this question. And then he started getting lost. And he turns to Ron Paul. And he's like, you're going to cut. You want to talk about cutting departments. We're going to cut boom and a boom. And oh, yeah, what was that other one? And he couldn't remember. Okay, you can't remember. And then he went through it again, and he still couldn't remember. Now, again, there is nothing wrong with forgetting on stage. People do it all the time. Not me. Mortals. Mortal people. Regular humans. Do it. Not me. I forget nothing. That's it. Thank you. That wasn't the issue. The issue came when it was obvious that you couldn't remember. And then Rick Perry couldn't pivot. He couldn't make the move into, we're going to cut. We're going to cut this. He couldn't make the move into, ladies and gentlemen, this is just proof positive of how much spending is out there. I can't even remember all the things that have to cut. And those are things that you may think of in hindsight. He couldn't say, well, let me get back to the major point here. We are going to cut and end the conversation. He couldn't in that moment. They talk about the 53 seconds. He couldn't figure out where to go next. And that is the Rick Perry story. And that is the part that frightens people. It scares the living crap out of them. That we are going to put Rick Perry up there. Don't tell me about how good he is at retail politics. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear this garbage that Rick Perry is great at retail politics. I know what the man can do eye to eye. I shook his hand. I've looked him in the eye. He has to get through debates. He has to debate Obama. People select presidents on debates. Why would you tell me? Why are there Perry supporters out there right now trying to tell me that debates don't matter? The only people who are watching are people who are obsessed like me. You know what I'm obsessed with? Being able to maneuver. Being able to carry on a conversation. This isn't a you and a couple of buddies after a few beers and some hunting. This is about being president of the United States. Now, Holly, you look upset at me. Are you disagreeing with me?
No.
So why are you looking upset with me?
You're reading too much of my facial expression.
Well, this is why we usually do the show from 3,000 miles away from each other. That's the Perry problem. And I don't believe that the Perry problem is surmountable. Now, in order to make sure that we have this all together. I will vote for Rick Perry over President Obama every day of the week and twice on Sundays. I will vote for Rick Perry over, wait for it, Mitt Romney. No question. But the conversation is, has Rick Perry done the damage? That I'm giving that a 95% no, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Take that back. He's part of the 99%. Rick Perry is part of the 99%. That's a no. There's always a chance. Stay with us. Much more debate analysis to come, including the big winners. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show. Holly Bacon is with us live from Denver, Colorado, on the All Patriots Media Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom450.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom450.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 450.com, freedom450.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Want a free computer? Listen up. For 16 years, Cosmic Sales has been one of Southern California's hidden jewels, providing refurbished Dell computers and parts to local schools and businesses. And now, we're open to the public, too. To celebrate, we're giving away 5 free computers each Saturday morning this fall. The first 5 people who visit Cosmic Sales on Saturday mornings will receive a free refurbished computer. Now, the monitor, keyboard, and mouse are sold separately. Cosmic Sales is located at 28757 Industry Drive in Valencia, and we're open to the public from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and from 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Business owners, you can check out our wholesale pricing online at www.computer-show.com. That's www.computer-show.com. And don't forget the dash. If you're looking for high-quality, refurbished, brand-name computers, make sure you visit Cosmic Sales. We've been one of the Southland's best-kept secrets for 16 years, but the secret is out now. If you got questions, call us toll-free at 877-800-SHOW. That's 877-800-SHOW. We'll see you at Cosmic Sales.
One computer per family. First 5 people in line. Offer ends December 24th, 2020.
If you're a techno geek, you go to parties and recite the number of visitors to your website and rank what browsers they use to find it. If you're not a geek, you need someone to worry about your website. Wildcat Web Services focus on your website so you don't have to. They have designed many websites for Fortune 1000 and mom and pop companies. Wildcat Web Services is always on time and on budget. Check them out at www.wildcat.la or call 866-370-6218.
The Tony Katz Radio Show continues, everybody. 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. The chat room is open. The online player working so beautifully. I am, love it, love it, love it. There it is. Just a simple click. Just a click, and bam, there it will be. There it will be. Do I have it in a whole new window? We don't have to have it in a whole new window. I'll figure that out. I will figure that part out. But you just click, and it's done, and it's easy, and it's beautiful. And it wasn't working yesterday, and it drove me completely batty. But, of course, fixed beautifully. Many, many thanks to Board.Tom and everybody who worked on that. 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. Let me get into winners and losers on this debate. And I may quickly get off this to get into the conversation of what are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen. Because I haven't gotten off some of my other theories, which is Obama can't win re-election. I don't even know why he's trying. I don't know why he's trying. There are some upticks in the numbers that he's having. You'll actually see a little more spending right now in America. Why? Christmas is upon us. And people who have been not spending all year because they haven't had any money will feel the guilt of looking at their kids, and they will spend something. They will do something. It is inevitable. There will be more spending. Of course there is. It is the holiday season. Of course there's more spending. This is when retail makes their money. Of course there's going to be more spending. And that may make you think that the economy is safe and secure and happy and fine. That's unfortunately not the case. I would love love for that to be the case. But let me get into winners and losers of this debate. First of all, Michelle Bachmann actually had her best appearance in months. Not only on the debate side, but on the physical side. She looked good. She didn't look all Stepford-y. She didn't look all out of sorts. She didn't look as she can sometimes look with a bit of the crazy eye. And all the times that I've spoken to her, she never saw that. I haven't seen that until the debates. You know, in the horrible, what was it, Newsweek? Was it Newsweek or Time that put her on the cover?
With the
crazy, crazy.
It was Newsweek.
Okay. Sounds like Newsweek. I thought she did exceptionally well. But again, we're still on conversations that are all economic in nature. And when we move into, it was Newsweek, the whole chat room is telling me it's Newsweek. When we move into some of these foreign policy conversations, when we move into some of these border conversations, when we get into some more detail-oriented conversations, some of these people are going to fall by the wayside. Because Ron Paul had, in my opinion, the best debate performance of his career last night. Because there was no mention of Iran. There was no mention of nuclear weapons. There was no mention of foreign policy. There was no... He was on message. He was on point. He was solid. And he did something absolutely brilliant in this debate. There was a conversation about Medicare and Medicaid. And he basically scared seniors into voting for him by telling them the truth. It was unbelievable. Am I the only one who noticed that? That he was just this completely upfront, candid guy on the problem with Medicare and Medicaid, the problem with the entitlement spending, the problems with how the money has been moved and maneuvered through Congress and through the administrations. It was terrific. There was no way you could look at him on these conversations and say, oh, that's the crazy guy. Especially when he's sitting directly next, or standing directly next to Rick Perry, who couldn't remember the third thing. Who's the doddering old man now? It was his best performance ever. In my opinion. Disagree, 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. You have a phone, you know how to use it, make it happen. Who did not do well? I already told you Huntsman's ridiculous. I don't know what to make of this campaign. Gary Johnson isn't in debates, the former governor of New Mexico. Yet Huntsman, who has absolutely nothing to offer, he has zero to offer, is still in these debates. I would like to see him in the debate. Huntsman did dreadful. Unfortunately, and I was expecting much more from him, was not a great Santorum night. And when we get into those foreign policy, American exceptionalism, border control conversations, I think that he's going to do much better. But I think that there were people tonight, or last night, they were already a little bit bothered by Perry, and that's why he's only pulling in the single digits. This stuff with Kane and not being able to properly manage the quote-unquote scandal. And more, the scandal's not even a scandal. This is... There's still nothing to these stories, ladies and gentlemen. It's the management of it. If you're going to tell us that you're going to run an out-of-the-box campaign with out-of-the-box people, I think that's great and that's wonderful. But I'm one of the people who's thinking about what happens when you win. What do we do then?
Well, all I'm going to say is when I hear people say, he doesn't know how to manage. I don't think that people really want a message managed. They just want someone to come out truthfully and honestly as possible.
We're not discussing him, and we're not discussing his theory of America. We're discussing how the campaign dealt with all of these accusations, and the answer is poorly. But I'll say this, Holly Bacon, producer in training. Follow her on Twitter, HollyBacon77. That when CNBC... asked Maria, I don't think Maria Bartiromo expected to get booed. But when she asked about the scandal and they booed, It was stunning. And then you had, who was the guy sitting next to her? I forget his name. Not Kramer, who I enjoyed. I always enjoy Kramer. It doesn't bother me whatsoever. The guy next to her then says to Mitt Romney, about character and going into character, would you hire somebody like Herman Cain knowing about what's happening to him? And they booed, the audience booed that question. And then after Mitt gave a fine answer to it, saying that basically, I'm not answering that, you're crazy. Once that moderator then said, let's get off this subject and back to economics, and the place broke out into applause. We learned the only thing that mattered. Herman Cain has weathered the storm. It's over. America doesn't give a good holy damn about this story. They will, however, pay attention to how he managed the conversations afterwards. That's my point. And my point is valid. Do you agree or disagree?
I can see your perspective.
No, 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 no. I don't even know what that means, see my perspective.
No, I see your point. As far as that, I just don't, people keep talking about how he's managing messages, and yet his poll numbers are going exactly the opposite direction that pundits are saying they should be.
Wait a second. His poll numbers now, let's see what the poll numbers look like next week. And I'm not wishing ill on Herman Cain. By the way, Prairie Dog in the chat room, it was a debate to show all of CNBC's talent, which they showed they really don't have any talent. So thank you for that. It was, Cain did fair. I think people are, you know, I think there's a little bit waning on the 999. They want to hear something else now. They want to know he's not a one-trick pony. Trick being the operative word. Do you see what I did there, Holly?
Yeah,
with
that was
trick.
Lovely.
Is that awesome?
Uh-huh.
Is that awesome? Thank you. I thought Mitt Romney did really well. And I've heard reports that people say Mitt Romney did terrible. I don't see it. This is the first debate where I left saying, wow. I mean, don't get me wrong. I ain't voting for the guy. We're going to dig into that next. But Mitt Romney did pretty well. But he didn't do as well as Newt. And that's where it's the rubber, the road, the meeting, that's where it's going to come down to. Will people get into the headspace of Newt? Will they accept Newt in one of two capacities? As their nominee or as Cain's running mate? Now, we had this – were you there when we had this conversation with Eric right there in the lobby?
Yes.
And the idea that – by the way, Candy in the chat room says I'm right about Cain.
Candy is more than welcome to her opinion.
No, I think that's great.
Candy. We're friends.
I think that's great, and I think that Candy should have a job on this show. She, you know what she could be? She could be the producer in training, and you could be the assistant producer in training.
Okay, we'll discuss this later.
Okay. Newt and Cain is a conversation that comes up very often, and many people refer to it as Cain-Gritch. And if you go back to TonyKatz.com, or I believe it's on All Patriots Media, I wrote that article about putting together fantasy couples within this group, if you could combine two people to create the perfect candidate. And I used the term Cain-Gritch. And while I don't know if I can credit myself with being the first one, I will. There is something to be said about a Newt candidacy. And it is irrational for people to say, oh, the baggage. When I take a look at Rick Perry and what happened in this debate and people say he flubbed it, yes, he did. He forgot. But he didn't say there were 57 states. He can read without a teleprompter. Now, maybe a teleprompter would have helped because he would have had the third one, but he can definitely do it without. He can throw a baseball. These are the things that Rick Perry can do that are far superior to Barack Obama. Let's make sure we understand Rick Perry and everybody on that stage, except for Huntsman, is a better person. You know what? Even Huntsman on this one. A better person than Barack Obama.
Not very far to go, though.
But it's important to know. So when I start talking about Newt and people start talking about baggage, there has to now. We're done waiting. You have to start accepting what look at the guy you're running against. You're not running against Jesus, no matter what he thinks of himself. You're not running against perfection. It doesn't matter what the lefty has. The press is in the tank for him anyway. It doesn't matter what the guy on the right has or the woman on the right has. There's some baggage because everybody has baggage. They're just going to exemplify. They're gonna put the spotlight on that baggage. Do you think it's our job to listen to what they think about our candidates and what we want for the country? They don't know what they're doing. If they knew what they're doing, they would be involved in this conversation with us right now. But they don't. And it's time for us to get up off our ass and stop looking for this dream fantasy garbage of the absolutely perfect candidate and get into how we win. Because I want to win. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show, live from Denver on the All Patriots Media Network. Reach out of space.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-617-0298. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-617-0298. That's 800-617-0298. Again, 800-617-0298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
The Tony Katz Radio Show continues, everybody. 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. Your thoughts on the debate and your thoughts going forward. What is it? What is most important in the next presidential candidate? What is most important in putting someone up against President Obama? Where is it that you think the nation has to go? What is it? What are those qualities? That's the question. 805-639-0008. The chat room is open, and it waits for you. AllPatriotsMedia.com is where you go to. Click on the chat link, or just go into your browser, AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. It is an easy, easy thing to do. And while you're at the site, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Blueberry. Your life will be better off for it. It's true. I couldn't make that up if I wanted to. Holly Bacon was nothing until the podcast, and look at her now. Just a happy, joyous. Are you happy and joyous?
I'm happy and joyous. I'm hallelujah.
There it is. Excellent. in this constant conversation, I come to this article in this idea of what do we do and how do we make our decisions. This is from Eric Erickson over there at Red State. This is from Tuesday, the 8th, just a couple days ago. Mitt Romney is the nominee. Conservatism dies and Barack Obama wins. All right, so maybe he's overplaying it, but allow me. Mitt Romney will not go on special report with Brett Baer to answer the tough questions as the other candidates have done. No worries. Conservatives will bitch and moan for a few days, and Romney will claim it was a scheduling issue. He'd always meant to go on, and he will go on. Should Mitt Romney win the presidency, conservatives will find this pattern play out repeatedly. Romney will head in a direction conservatives do not like, and they will bitch and moan repeatedly, and maybe, just maybe, he'll part his hair in their direction. We've seen this play over and over. John Huntsman comes up with the best economic plan of all the candidates, which admittedly a lot of people are huge fans of. Herman Cain follows up with 999. Perry comes out with a flat tax. Where was I? There it is. And Romney refuses to do anything unless he does something. I have to actually type while I'm doing this. Mitt Romney is not the George Bush of 2012. He's the Harriet Myers of 2012. Only conservative because a few conservative grand poobahs tell us Mitt Romney is conservative and for no other reason. I can't say enough that I'm not a fan of Romney. I thought he did well in the debate. Don't get me wrong. I am able to parse what happens. I'm talking about debate performance. I'm not talking about him as a candidate, whether or not I'm down with him as my future president or possible president. I'm not. And as I have discussed with numerous people, and I'm sure I've discussed on the show, if Romney were to get the nomination, I would not campaign for him, but I would vote for him. And that is a change from what I said a few months ago, where I said the Tea Party won't even show up for him. I believe now that they will. They just won't do the campaigning. They won't deliver the dollars. They won't deliver the energy. They will vote. I am convinced of that more than ever, that they absolutely will vote for him. But if you don't want him, if you don't want Mitt Romney, what exactly are you willing to do about it right now? That is the only question that matters, and as a matter of fact, I defy you to find me another one. You're going to sit there and tell me how Newt Gingrich has too much baggage from the previous wives. Well, we already know that the leaving the wife on the deathbed just isn't true. And they're friends today, according to the articles I've read. I should take that back, according to the reports that I've gotten. They're friends. Somebody double check. I don't mind. But the story that he divorced his wife on his deathbed is just not true. But people, they don't like the baggage. They don't like the New York 23rd. They don't like how he backed Didi Scozzafava instead of the conservative candidate. They don't like the fact that he sat on the couch with Nancy Pelosi. For the record, neither do I. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that in the slightest. And they don't like Rick Perry because, well, he can't debate. He can't. He cannot debate. But man, can he create some jobs and some economic happiness down there in Texas. Can he figure out how to get government out of the way so that people can live their lives? And, you know, Herman Cain, he's got these allegations and, you know, he doesn't have the experience and, he's never won any office before. Rick Santorum? But do I want a guy who constantly has that face like, you know, he's smelling something bad and he doesn't know where it came from? I mean, that's where we're down to. That's the kind of pettiness that we're down to in this race. And as long as the members of the GOP and the Tea Party and the conservatives and the independents and the moderates, everybody but the hardcore leftist progressives who are going to vote for Obama because they are quite literally too daft to do anything else, God forbid they should go against the Borg mentality, or else they will be left out in the cold. If we keep going down this path, going down, having this conversation, that nobody's good enough, you're not going to get anybody who's better than Obama. You will not get anybody. And you will prove, once again, how intellectually superior you are while getting screwed by hardcore leftists. And I want somebody to show me the value in that conversation. We are not discussing whether or not these people have value. We should look at them. We should talk about them. We should be honest about them. I was very honest about Rick Perry last night. That doesn't take away from the fact that, of course, I will vote for him, support him. I will campaign for him if he's the nominee. There is not a question in my mind. I will hold a cigar fundraiser for Rick Perry if he's the nominee. Hold me to it. Hold me to it. I will order the pizza from Godfather's Pizza. And I will hold a fundraiser for Rick Perry. A cigar-smoking, pizza-eating fundraiser. Well, wait. What? I'll say it one more time.
At the gun range?
I will hold a gun-shooting, cigar-smoking, pizza-eating fundraiser for Rick Perry if he's the nominee. Hold me to it. You think I'm kidding?
No, I don't. I see the look on your face. You're not kidding.
The question is, do I want him as the nominee? And the answer for me is, I don't think so. That's just because I have a different view of what I want. I don't deny what he's done. Now, Justin in the chat room is saying, I'm talking about the popularity bikini contest that the primary has become. No, that's actually not what I'm talking about. I am talking about a conversation about what is it we find most important. And why is it that we continue to allow ourselves to get tripped up in the minutia of their quote-unquote baggage? Guess what? We all have baggage. We all have an issue. There are things in my past that could preclude me from running for president. I don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. We always discuss this idea that the best people don't run for president because they don't want to be put through the microscope. Do you think I have the time or the inclination to give a good holy damn about who I wish was running for president? I will quote Rumsfeld. You don't go to the war with the army you wish you had. You go to war with the army you have. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the army I have. And if this army ain't good enough for you, enjoy 4 more years of Obama. You damn well deserve it. You deserve what you get if you are that incapable and incompetent. You deserve what you get if you're not willing to take a long look in the mirror and ask yourself what is most important. Because that's really where we're at right now. We're at this moment where they will not make a decision as to what is best for them because they're too busy finding faults. The faults are real. Now what do you want to do? The faults are real. Rick Perry can't debate. Newt Gingrich has had a horrible marital history. He's got a problem with Nancy Pelosi sitting on the couch. And yes, he has a problem with giving China most favored nations trading status. Mitt Romney can't tell the truth of his life dependent on it. Michelle Bachmann is married to a very strange-looking guy. You laugh. I'm telling you that plays a part. Herman Cain didn't manage a scandal. Now what do you want to do? And I'm going to start asking this question every single day to these naysaying, nonsense, hypocritical psychotics who somehow think that a candidate will be delivered from heaven and will solve their problems. We heard that once before, folks. We're still living with that guy. Jesus is not running for president. Now you gotta pick from amongst the lepers. So pick that most matters to you. You have to choose. I am making my choices. And I am doing it by a process of elimination. Maybe that'll help you. Do it my way if that helps. Wait a second, Ginny. Marcus Bachman may be a very nice and charming guy. I don't say no to this. And I have spoken with Michelle Bachman on many an occasion. She is an absolutely lovely person. I am not saying no to that either. I'm saying when the two of them are together, it is a little odd. And people use that as an excuse. Process of elimination. Huntsman, because there is no value. Romney, because I don't trust him. Quote me. I don't trust Romney. I don't trust his ability and his willingness to change from position to position to position with such quickness. I don't trust it. It's not that he thought one way when he was 25 and thought a different way when he was 45. I hope so. I hope everybody does. When I was 25, I was a schmuck. I am not 45 yet, so I don't know. Perhaps I will grow out of that. I don't care how you figure it out. But if your answer is still, I can't vote for any of them, they all have too much baggage, you're screwed. You've screwed the country. It's your fault. Don't ever forget it. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want grade hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-411-1120 to get your free copy now. 877-411-1120. 877-411-1120.
Getting married? Is there a baby on the way? How about rolling over that 401k? And of course, you want to secure that peace of mind with your retirement planning. For more than 165 years, New York Life Insurance Company has conducted its business around the core values of financial strength, integrity, and humanity, and has remained committed to being a mutual company owned solely by our policy owners. That means that regardless of the economy, our focus is fixed on just one objective, meeting the needs of our customers, now and far into the future. When you're looking for someone to help you meet your insurance and financial needs, call 604-2136 and ask for agent Steve Giordano or Larry Lee. At New York Life Insurance Company, it's the company you keep. Lifetime income annuities are issued by New York Life Insurance and Annuity Corporation. Steve Giordano, California license number OH36927. Larry Lee, California insurance license number OG32123.
Are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then tune in live every Thursday morning to me, Gregory Foster, and Access Zen at 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to live music and inspiring guests from all walks of life as they share how to balance work-life challenges, our relationships, and real-life adventures. Listen live to Access Zen. Hear the world in a whole new way.
The Tony Katz Radio Show continues, everybody. 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. The chat room is open. It waits for you. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. While you are there at AllPatriotsMedia.com, don't forget, check out our latest articles, latest videos, and subscribe to the podcast, iTunes or Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. You will be much better off for it. Now, where was that? Candy there in the chat room. No politician is trustworthy, and therefore it is incumbent on us to hold their feet to the fire regarding what they say and do. Well, isn't that the entire Tea Party thesis in a nutshell? that we're not done with our civic responsibility and opportunity. Our job is to stay on top of this. If we're going to indeed secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, then you actually have to be on top of the game. You got to be on top of these candidates, on top of these elected officials. What are they doing? When did they do it? Why did they do it? And have they done enough to earn your vote going forward? That is the key question. Chris Rock, ladies and gentlemen, article from Politico.com, so who knows what to believe. Is that the way it is now? We say Politico.com, who knows what to believe? Is that where we've come to? Some celebrities may have soured a bit on President Barack Obama, but not Chris Rock. The comedian and actor told fellow comedian Mark Maron, who, by the way, he can give up the comedian label. Mark Maron, he is the official sourpuss of Real Time with Bill Maher. That's who he is. That's not funny. That is not funny. If your best line is Sarah Palin sucks, you're not funny. That's just a rule of thumb. Take it from me. Do with it what you will. From the WTF with Mark Maron podcast, that he's, quote, fine with the president, if only because he understands that the president has to keep his most aggressive policies on the back burner until he earns a second term. I want you to understand that Chris Rock thinks that the president hasn't been aggressive with Dodd-Frank or a foreign policy that is created to build American weakness. I said it that way and I meant it. And with Obamacare. No. That's not aggressive. You ain't seen nothing yet. This from Chris Rock. And this is the full quote. And I have to bleep myself because it's Chris Rock. I mean, what are you going to do? There's a blanking art to the first term because you're always running for the second term the whole time. It's like Clinton's first term. You can't really do your gangsta blank unless your second term. Even Bush couldn't really blank up the whole world until his second term. That's when he put the hammer down. That is the Chris Rock thesis, ladies and gentlemen, that we haven't seen anything yet. Is Chris Rock actually a supporter of President Obama, or is this all a ruse? Because listen to that story. You haven't seen anything yet from President Obama. Just wait until he gets a second term. Tell me how that instills confidence in people to vote for Obama.
I think that he would just see that as him getting tougher and going after the policies that he wanted to see him go after.
What are those policies? What are those policies? You have Dodd-Frank. You have Obamacare. You have the weakest foreign policy in the history of man and beast that has made America far more unsafe and made the world far more unstable. What's next? Does he go around kicking puppies? What exactly is next in the second term of Obama that's going to be now aggressive and gangster? Seriously, do you have any down and dirty rap? And not even Heavy D. We're not honoring Heavy D here. Give me some serious rap. I want to know the gangster stuff that we're going to see from President Obama. Chris Rock brings it up. I'm going to talk about it. I want to know how gangster we're going to get. Play the music. Play the music. My God. There it is. All right, if you could only see me now. Seriously? I may buy a lowrider now. That's how I'm feeling. Now, this is what he says. I'm like everybody. All right, turn off the music. I want more action, but I understand that he's trying not to blank off a lot of people. But I believe wholeheartedly if he's back in, he's going to do some gangsta S. Holly Bacon. What's he going to do? If he's going to do a lot of gangster stuff, does that mean he's just going to rob me to my face? He's no longer going to do it through taxation? He's going to go house to house with a gat? Give me your stuff. See, I got to do it on the right ear, and I can't do it the way I want to do it. The way you got to understand. You know, what is gangster? Exactly what does that mean? And what the hell would Chris Rock think that I'd put up with that crap? What would I put up with? The tech guy is here watching the show, and he said he's going to allow sex in the champagne room. Well played, well said, well done, sir. The tech guy, where you can check him out, WCRN Radio. TheTechGuyBlog.com or TheTechGuyBlog, DATechGuyBlog.com. You can check him out there. One of the attendees of this event that I'm at here in Denver, Colorado. But in the end result, what have you got? You've got Chris Rock telling America that the president's going to do more crazy crap. He's going to throw more on you. I'm telling you, Chris Rock is not a friend of the president. This isn't an endorsement. This is a warning. This is serious stuff.
It's a warning to us, but it's probably not to Chris Rock.
No. I think Chris Rock knows that it's up to us to do this.
Maybe it's a Freudian slip.
No. Oh, well, maybe it is.
I want it to be.
Here it is. Here's my thought process. Listen to this. Chris Rock can't come out publicly against Obama because his audience is Obama supporters. So what he's doing, he's dropping code. This is code, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Rock is signaling to white America for help. That's what it is. If Chris Rock is going to be as racist as the day is long on this, I'm totally going that direction. Chris Rock wants help from white taxpaying America. How about that? That's what he's saying. What is he saying? Listen to I read the story. By the way, I'm going to get emails. I am going to get emails. I'm like everybody. I want more action. But I understand that he's trying not to blank off a lot of people. But I believe wholeheartedly if he's back in, he's going to do some gangsta S. Who is he not trying to upset? I'll change blank off to upset. Who is he trying... You mean he's being kind right now? He's being soft?
That's a scary thought.
When he has the Republican leadership there in a place where they can't speak back and he taunts them, when he has the Supreme Court at a State of the Union? See, I remembered it. I did what Rick Perry couldn't do. At the State of the Union and he taunts the Supreme Court and they can't talk back? That's trying not to upset people? What the hell? What the hell is Chris Rock talking about if it's not code? He is warning us. Now, this is what he says about George Bush. The last George Bush we had was the first cable TV president we had. And what I mean by that, he was the first president that was only president to the people that voted for him. He did not give a blank about the people that didn't vote for him. Obama is actually trying to be president of the whole country. And I'm sorry, this is really funny. And there's a lot of compromise being president to the whole country. In a weird way, our complaints about Obama is because we miss Bush. We miss hating somebody. We miss the guy who didn't give a blank. Bush didn't give a blank about us. He just really, really didn't. We want revenge. We don't want justice. That's the problem with the Democrats. We want revenge. So now, at the end, Chris Rock is channeling Kanye West at a fundraiser for Katrina. Because George Bush wanted all those people to die. It is the craziest, craziest, craziest thing I have ever heard. Chris Rock is so beside himself with his own hysteria. This is, if I saw him face to face, I would say it was the dumbest thing I've ever read in my entire life, and I only believe that you're trying to deliver a coded message to the rest of America because no one is this daft. And I never use the word dumb. I never use the word dumb. It is quite literally, in the dictionary definition, the dumbest thing I've ever read in my life. It's pure drivel. Pure, unadulterated drivel that somehow President Obama loves us and cares for us all. That is the joke. That's why this election is so important. Folks, we are back live tomorrow from Denver, Colorado. I'm filling in for Dana Lash tomorrow as well, so you can catch me at 3 p.m. Eastern and at 6 p.m. Eastern. Yes, there will be many cigars. Have no fear. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter, Tony Katz. Tomorrow, everyone. Take care.